We don't have time for this.
We'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land where we make this podcast, the Garigal and the Gayamagal people. We pay our respects to all First Nation elders, past, present and emerging.
Hey, bestie.
Do you know what I don't have time for?
Oh, my God. I love this podcast so much, you guys.
Hey, guys. Hi, Jim. My name's Sam. Hey,
do you know what I don't have time for this week?
Imposter syndrome.
I love support.
What do I do with that?
Thank you.
Hello and welcome to Bestie Hotline.
Ring, ring.
I'm your host, Kate Reeves.
And I'm Gemma Peanut.
And it's almost the weekend. Very exciting, unless you're a mum.
How are we surviving the school holidays, everyone?
Well, that's it. It's not even really a Friday because it's school holidays, so it's all a mess. But, you know, Godspeed.
But Revs, you're away.
I'm away. I'm away.
Living your best life.
Having a great time. I'm on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to do work. Wonderful. Wonderful.
I've farmed Rafa off.
Yep.
To her grandmother.
Right.
They've gone to see a little show together for her birthday.
Oh.
It's lovely.
Happy birthday, Raffaella.
Yeah, it was her birthday yesterday. She had a great day. What can I say?
Dude, I went down a mad spiral finding her a Barbie. It was so fun.
Talk it up.
Well, everyone, Raffa's really into Barbies. Mm-hmm. And Jem put the PSA out. Hey, fam, like everyone, just get her a Barbie. She wants all the Barbies. So, oh God, I had so much fun. I had to stop myself going overboard because I was like, I could easily buy five Barbies because they're all amazing.
Well done for restraining yourself.
Yes, because I know you don't like excess stuff. And stuff. Yeah, so no. I was like, no, I'll just get her one killer Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
Found it hard, but I did decide I was not going to get her a blonde blue-eyed Barbie. That was a decision I made.
I like that consideration.
And then I feel like I found you in a Barbie. So that's what she got.
Neck minute, she's burning its skin. I hate this Barbie. This mummy lookalike Barbie.
She's a rock star. She's got a guitar and a mic stand. She's so cool. She's gorge. Anyway,
love it.
I had a lot of fun and I found it very hard to narrow down to one because I was like, well, she's going to need the one with the mauve hair that goes all the way to her ankles and she needs the one with the green plaits. Like, it's just, there's so many options out there.
Babe, she's fucking stoked.
Good.
Tell you what though, I'm getting a lot of, mummy, shh, when I walk into the playroom and I'm like, oh, sorry, are you playing Barbies? And she's like, no, I'm rehearsing for my YouTube channel. So she wants to film Barbie scenes and stories.
Yeah. I mean, it would be a huge hit. You just know it would. So it would be.
No! She,
I know you're not going to let her do it, but it would be massive.
I mentioned it to my husband because I see it as a positive thing because I see the storytelling element.
Yeah, like it's creative.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And my hubs was like, no, you're not putting anything up on YouTube. I was like, well, wasn't planning to.
Yeah.
I'm not starting a YouTube channel for Raf.
No.
But I just love that she's motivated to create stories.
And if she thinks she's on YouTube, that's fine.
Yeah, she's building sets and stuff. It's really cute with her Duplo. Oh. And she got an egg carton and colored it in and made like little seats.
Glorious.
It's gorgeous. I love it. I'm here for her creative play.
It's amazing. Love it hard. Well, happy birthday, Raf. 6 years old.
Stop it.
You became a mummy 6 years ago.
Not coping. Six feels
crazy.
Huge. Five felt enormous.
Yeah.
Because five felt like, oh, you're a kid now.
Mm-hmm.
And now six just feels like an acceleration on that. And
yeah, I'm, it's like, no, oh, we're into this.
Yeah, slow down.
Yeah.
I'm not ready.
Well, you know, catch up.
But you know what I am ready for?
What?
A juicy dilemma.
Yes. Let's pick one off the dilemmanade tree and give it a squeeze.
Yeah.
Who has called the bestie hotline
today?
Hi, Jem. Hi, Revs. I am coming to you with a daycare dilemma today. What I don't have time for is my four-year-old daughter's obsession, and I mean proper deep obsession, with a new educator in her room this year at daycare. So for context, as I mentioned, my daughter's just four. She's been at the same centre since she was two. We love the centre. Facilities are great. Staff are amazing. Philosophy's brilliant. No issues at all with the centre. This educator, we will call her Lucy for today. Lucy is quite young, seems like late teens. I think she's doing a traineeship, new to the centre this year. She seems lovely. I've had a couple of pickup conversations, seems friendly enough. But my daughter has developed this proper obsession and infatuation with Lucy. All we hear about when we talk about daycare is Lucy. It's what Lucy said. It's what Lucy did. It's what Lucy wore. When we're choosing her clothes for daycare in the morning, the decision must be based on what Lucy will like. Her hair must be done in the style that Lucy would wear. It's all we hear about, and it's constant. It's even on the non-daycare days. And it's to the point where I'm not hearing anything else about daycare anymore. I used to hear about what she did with her friends, what she ate for lunch, what they did in group time, and there's none of that. It's just about Lucy. So I guess I'm looking for a vibe check on this. This is my oldest child, so I've not parented a little girl before her. So I'm here going, is this a normal kind of little girl, big sister crush thing going on and I just let it fly and it will pass? Or is it icky? Is it something I need to have a conversation about and check in with educators around? I guess my biggest concern is probably, is it impacting her connection with other kids in the room or with other educators in the room? Is this obsession playing out in the same way at daycare as it is in our conversations at home? Yeah, I just need some external input on, is this something that I just got, that's cute, whatever, kids, and let it fly and it will pass? Or would others feel uncomfortable with it and be having a conversation? Always trying to avoid being that mum, you know? Am I going to be that mum if I have a conversation, or should I have the conversation? Help. Thank you.
I love Lucy.
You stole my line. She beat me to it, DLs. I was about to say, I love Lucy.
Sounds like girlfriend's got her first little friendship crush.
I think it's wonderful.
Do you?
Well, what's the alternative? Your child coming home and saying, I hate Lucy. Mm. I can't wear this because Lucy will loathe it. You know, I can't say that because of Lucy. Like, this is all positive stuff. Mm. I think it's fine to have a crush. What if we imagined Lucy was Emma Wiggle or Emma Memma? You know, it's the same thing. Like, kids look up to these people as idols. Mm. And she's obviously really taken by her. And obviously she's a positive influence. She must bring a kind of energy that's magnetic in the same way that Emma Wiggle did and captured all of our kids' imaginations. There are childcare educators and then there are childcare educators.
Yeah, and often the younger, the more energy, the more fun. Yeah,
the fact that she said she's 19 made me think immediately of our beautiful au pair. Mm. And kids know the difference between a teenager and an adult. They can feel it. Mm. There's a youthfulness to them where they kind of go, you're kind of one of us. I can tell. You're not Carol in admin, who's the director.
Poor fucking Carol.
The daycare center.
She gets so much shit from us for all her Devon.
So I am here for Lucy. I love Lucy. I don't think it's of concern.
So Teddy had an obsession with Megan.
And how did you feel about that?
I fucking loved it.
We love Megan.
Because it made every drop off incredible until Megan was sick.
Okay.
And then we don't want to go to daycare.
And we grieve, Megan.
We grieve. We can't drop him off. And it's like, what? Megan's not here today. Oh my goodness. But yeah, mostly it made drop off and getting out of the house so easy. So Ted would have been like 18 months when he was in love with Megan. And it was like, let's go see Megan. And everything would happen easily and quickly. And it was like, we'd trot off to nursery to see Megan. And then lockdown happened and we really had to
wean him off.
Wean him off Megan time because he never saw Megan again.
He was addicted to Megan.
She even sent us videos for the first few weeks of lockdown because it was like a loss.
It's really sweet.
I thought it was really sweet too. It was just like any human moment, you know, two people can have a real connection.
Yeah.
I guess obviously it's concerning to our DL for a reason. Maybe her kid has never yet had an obsession.
Yeah.
And when does that start? I mean, I guess around two, yeah.
Or four for some kids.
Yeah. I mean, my kids have always had obsessions, but I have obsessions, you know, like we're not casual, you know, in our family. We are into things and then we're done with it and we're on to the next thing. But when we're into something, we're into it. Mm. Yeah. And I guess, do we need to draw the gender line here a little bit? Like,
it was playing on my mind. Like, I could understand a DL feeling grave concern for their child if it was a male educator.
Yeah.
It would raise an alarm for me. I'd be like, well, what's going on there? I'm trying to be cool about it, but let's be real and let's be honest about the state of things with the childcare industry and male carers specifically. That would raise alarm bells for sure. But a young 19-year-old female carer, I don't see that as a problem at all. Mm. I can understand what RDL was saying in terms of her concerns about maintaining relationships with her peers and that there's no more chat about friends because there's going to be an expiration with Lucy.
Yeah, Lucy will move on. Once she gets her cert too and whatever, yeah. she'll be off getting paid more at the next
exactly.
place.
Exactly. She'll get poached by another care centre because she's so damn good at her job. So in terms of worrying about your child making friends, I think that's a genuine concern. But like she said, how they act at home could be vastly different from how they are in the centre. It's highly unlikely that in the centre all of Lucy's attention is going to one
kid.
Well,
she probably can't do
that. No, she'd be scattering it across five. I think the ratio is one carer to five kids in a daycare centre, so she would be in charge of five kids. But imagine if you had an Emma Memma style chick.
You're really seeing Emma Memma, aren't you?
I saw Rafa fall in love with her so hard and I was like, I get it. She's a ballerina. She's cool. She's got red hair. Yeah. Like, to me, she was the best Wiggle.
Yeah.
And she was the most popular Wiggle. And then when she transitioned to Emma Memma, I was like, good on you, girl. You get yours. You own that branding and IP, you know?
It wouldn't be Bestie Hotline if we didn't turn into small business chat with Jim. I mean, you can have a conversation. Of course you can. You know, if you're...
What do you mean? With the daycare?
Yeah. Like, if that's your concern, is she having time with other kids her age or is she just following Lucy around doe-eyed wanting to hang with Lucy? Like, you can have that chat.
You can keep it light. Yeah. It doesn't have to be like, I'm really concerned.
Yeah, you can just be like, hey, she's into Lucy, isn't she? You know, and start that way and just be like, hey, just checking, is she still playing with all her little friends and, you know, just that kind of thing. It's totally fine and vital to advocate for your kids when they're in daycare because they're too young to do it for themselves.
Isn't it funny the term, I don't want to be that
mom
parent or that mum? We're always so apologetic to have our needs met as women, as people.
As women.
Yeah, as women. Look, let's be honest. I understand that sentiment personally. I like to be a stellar student or I like to be a stellar parent. You know, the parent that's not tricky, the parent that's not difficult, which is silly because sometimes
you want
really,
everyone to like you.
Yeah, it is. It's a people pleaser trait. I realize this.
Yeah.
But sometimes I think it's okay. And what you're asking is not crazy. No. It's not like you're saying, hey, that lunch you guys are serving, it's false advertising. It doesn't match the sales landing page. No, you're just, if anything, Lucy might get a bonus.
No, I think it's totally fine to get a vibe check from the center. It's her first kid. She's saying it's her eldest kid. Mm-hmm. So I totally can cast my mind back to when I had Isla and she was about two in daycare. And yeah, I didn't want to be the squeaky wheel either. But then you learn pretty quickly if you don't speak up for them, if you're not doing that, no one is doing that. And they just get, you know, squeaky wheel gets the oil is true. There's a massive difference between being that mom, always having a problem, finding something, you know, and all that dad, whatever, that parent.
And they do exist.
They absolutely do exist where some, you know the people who are like, I'm getting my money's worth. I want to make sure my kid's getting whatever. Yeah, we all know those ones. You don't have to be that to be like, hey, I've got a concern and I want to talk about it. Like you're paying a lot of money for this care.
Yeah.
And the standard is high. Like, and you've got to train yourself to advocate for your kids because it doesn't come naturally. If it doesn't come naturally to you, it's not going to suddenly start when they go to school as you're learning, right? It only gets more and more big pond, small fish.
Yes.
And you have to sort of train yourself when you feel the need to speak up for your kids. So,
GP, it is like flexing a muscle. The more you do it, the better you get at it, and the less you catastrophize it, where you start to add all these layers of judgment that actually aren't there.
You don't need to overthink it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, if you're an anxious mind, I read something the other day that really stuck with me. It was like, if you're going to expel a lot of energy worrying about the worst case scenario about something, then you owe it to yourself to also put the same energy into what the best case scenario might be. And I think for our DL, feeling concerned about being that parent should almost, as an exercise, go and bring it up and realize, hey, that wasn't so bad.
Yeah.
And they're aware of it. They're across it. They can keep a bit of an eye. They might just make a bit more of an observation and report back to you. And then they can report back and say, yeah, she really loves Lucy. But today she was also playing with Charlie and Isla and Isabel and Sonia, you know.
Sonia.
Just didn't quite fit.
You really ran out of puff there. I don't think I've met a Sonia born after 1989.
Have not either.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying.
I do. I do. Yeah, I think you're right. But, you know, also I just want to add, like, obviously if your mum's spidey sense is going off about anything ever with an adult that you don't know in your kid's life, obviously I think it's worth a little bit of investigation. 100%. But I think you're right. Catastrophizing probably not necessary. Mm. Yeah. All right. Well, hope that was helpful.
Can you report back to us, DL?
Yeah.
Let us know.
Look, none of you ever do though. We say this every week and I'm still waiting for the reports. Okay. I'm advocating for myself and I'm bringing it up. I'm going to be that mum.
Yeah.
Report back.
We expect an update. All right.
How's it go with Lucy? Yeah.
Has she left? Did she get fired?
What?
Did she get promoted? Spill the tea. We love you, DLs. We hope you have a wonderful weekend ahead and survive the school holiday era, as I am currently working on doing right now with Raf. Revsy, enjoy the rest of your holiday.
Yeah, we'll do. We'll be back in your ears bright and early on Tuesday morning.
Bye-bye.
Bye.